Yes, it is true that His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio today launched the Sexual Offences Model Courts at the Lower Courts building in Freetown to ensure that the inordinate delays usually suffered by victims in pursuing justice is now history. Today, this occasion was attended by high-ranking public officials, including many judges of the High Court, Madam First Lady, Cabinet Ministers, and people from all walks of life, to underline the commitment this government has to ensuring that rape and sexual penetration victims or women who suffer gender-based violence get justice and on time. The court will be peopled by 20 specialized judges who will ensure that rape victims and victims of gender-based violence get timely justice. Their matters are looked into and addressed expeditiously without sacrificing the core tenets of justice, ensuring victim confidentiality, and at the same time, ensuring justice for all sides.
What is the significance of this call in the fight against rape and sexual violence against women in Sierra Leone?
This court is very significant in more ways than one. First, it now cuts down on the inordinate and torturous delays that are encountered when pursuing justice by victims of gender and sexual-based violence. You now have a court peopled by 20 specialized justices who will ensure expeditious trials and ensure that victims of rape, sexual penetration, and gender-based violence generally are heard in an expeditious manner. Unlike the past, where many in the course of pursuing justice gave up an act which more often than not emboldened the perpetrators, His Excellency has done this to send a loud and clear message that indeed the days of rape, the days of impunity, gender-based violence and related sexual offences are over. There is no hiding place anymore for any of such offenders in Sierra Leone. It's important to note that the launch of this sexual offences court was preceded by the launch 2 weeks ago of what we call a one-stop shop for sexual and gender-based victims, where they could get the full complement of care and support they need in 5 regional hospitals across the country.
With the launch of this call, what's next in the fight against sexual violence against women? Will this be replicated across the country, in the hinterlands as well, where stigmatization comes in with regards to sexual violence and rape?
During the launch of today's model courts, His Excellency paid glowing tributes to his wife, Madam First Lady, for launching the flagship campaign, Hands of Our Girls, which has been in the forefront of raising awareness and emboldening young girls and women to come out, speak up, and resist gender and sexual-based violence. This was roundly commended. In her speech, she also said to the public that the days for rapists are now numbered. No more hiding place, as His Excellency assured that the state will put all measures at our disposal to ensure that perpetrators are dealt with expeditiously within the framework of the law.
I also understand the Sierra Leonean Parliament has repealed the criminal libel law, which many say is a relief to practicing journalists and reporters in the West African nation of Sierra Leone. What is the government's position on this?
The Sierra Leone Parliament yesterday voted unanimously to expunge Part 5 of the Criminal and Seditious Libel Law of 1965 from the law books of Sierra Leone. This was a major manifesto commitment made by His Excellency the President, in spite of the fact that he was the most vilified, he was the most castigated, and he was the most libeled presidential candidate in the runoff to the 2018 elections. He did this because he is convinced that the media has a key role to play in national development. He is convinced that with the expunging of this law from the law book, Sierra Leone would now join the Civilized Committee of Nations, because with the presence of the 1965 criminal libel law on our books, Sierra Leone was already in breach of 12 international commitments to which the country is a signatory. Besides, the president believes that with the repeal, we will now be able to attract much needed foreign private sector and foreign direct investment into the Sierra Leone media. Furthermore, he also believes that with the repeal, we will be able to attract the best and the most brilliant minds in the journalism profession. Beyond the repeal, concrete safeguards have also been put in place in addition to the existing civil provisions to ensure that the rights and hard-won reputations of private citizens are respected.